Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're joined by David Damore and Robert Lang. They're going to be talking about their new book, Blue Metros and Red States, plus a lot of politics. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program two favorites of the program, Robert Lang. He's the director of the Lindsay Institute and director of Brookings Mountain West. And David Damore is associate professor of political science at UNLV. So, Rob, if you would, lay out, and also I want to mention one author who's not here, but Karen Danielson is also a co-author of Blue Metros, Red States. So Rob, would you lay out again, for those that may have missed your first appearance, what this book is about?
Yeah, it's about the relationship between very large metropolitan areas that are mostly Democratic voting in swing states, and there's 13 swing states we identify there within 10 percentage points in the 2016 election. And they have a metro that's more than a million. So a place like Las Vegas, in the context of, you know, Nevada being pretty tightly contested, even in the last election, and then having a million plus metro qualifies. So does Arizona, Colorado in the Mountain West. And they're through the, you know, the Rust Belt states, like, you know, Michigan through Pennsylvania and Georgia, all the states that were in play in the final analysis in this election are all represented in the book. And it's not just about the presidential election. It's also about state politics and about how resources are allocated in states where you have a very large metro and what the history has been of the relationship between rural parts of the states and those metros and the changing nature of their suburbs and how that's altering the dynamic.
All right, so Dave, let's start out with you and just let's get the most recent election out of the way. How did this play out based upon what you thought going into the election for Nevada?
Pretty much played out exactly the way we expected. You know, that is, you had the big Democratic margin in Clark, the huge rural margin, and then you had Washoe, you know, demonstrating that it's leaning more Democratic, right? This is another race where you see the Democratic take Washoe. So even though Washoe's not a million person metro, by which is the standard we use in the book, it's definitely changing as it's getting a lot of in-migration from California. It's getting more diversity, and you're seeing that showing up in the voting that we're seeing out of Washoe County for what now the last three elections. You've seen the Democrats do consistently well there in the top of the ticket races.
Were you surprised, for example, that Heidi Gantzert, despite being hammered by the Democrats on a statewide basis, was able to retain her seat?
Not really. I mean, she's got high voter ID, well known in Reno. She's been in those politics for a long period of time. And we were actually looking at the analysis, and Biden carried that district. So she actually outperformed Donald Trump by a couple points in her district there. It's always hard, even, you know, in this environment, it's really still hard to beat an incumbent. You know, she's going to have the resource advantage and the name advantage there. And I think that's what carried her through.
And what about the tightness of the Susie Lee race? I mean, they were fundraising through Election Day.
I mean, that's a tough race, and that's an interesting one. Again, Trump carried that district, just as he did 4 years ago, but Susie Lee won it, and Jackie Rosen won it before. What's interesting, if you switch back to the Obama years, Obama was carrying that, and Joe Heck was winning that district. So it's got enough voters in there willing to sort of focus on the individuals there. And I think that you know, Rodimer, the Republican candidate, received a big boost by the fact that the Republicans and Trump campaign decided to target Nevada. I think he was the beneficiary of that in terms of additional resources and so on and so forth there. But again, he ran 3-4 points from behind Donald Trump in that race.
And then last question for you, and then I'll go back to Rob. The tightness, 10-vote separation of Ross Miller and Stavros Antony. I mean, Tom Mitchell would always say on this program that the Clark County Commission, they weren't just Democrats, they were union Democrats. And here you have Stavros Antony within 10 votes of taking that seat.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of a surprise. Now they're gonna have to re-vote, at least that's the latest decision. And he would, if Anthony does win, he'd be the only Republican there in quite some time. You know, he's ran repeatedly, lots of different cycles, right? He's a city councilman that overlaps that district there. Ross Miller had been out of politics for a while, trying to make a comeback since, 2014 there. So I think it was a little bit of a surprise how close it was, but I think at the end of the day, you just see how many voters that I don't think the Democrats necessarily thought were going to come out that Trump was able to get out. And that's, I think, a district that exemplifies that.
Rob, going back to you, Joe Biden at this point appears to have won by 78 million votes, but Donald Trump got 72 million votes. Was that a surprise for you?
It's close to the polling. It's almost 80 million votes if you get on that Cook tracker where they do the popular vote tracker. So, and it, you know, California and New York have uncounted votes. You're looking at maybe 81 or 82 million votes in the end. It looks maybe like it could be up to a 5-point spread. The polling averages were about 7 points. So it wasn't shocking that the, you know, popular vote had that margin. What was interesting is the turnout. I mean, you know, obviously the, you know, even in losing, Trump had the second highest number of votes ever gathered by a candidate for president of the United States, beating Obama's total in 2008. I mean, we have a country at that point, 304 million, we have 331 million people. It's a bigger country by a decent percentage, but still this was a turnout race, and you saw the two machines, Democratic and Republican, and the Democrats have won the popular vote 7 of the last 8 times. There's simply more of them.
Do you see any possibility of healing coming out of this election, or do you perceive that we're going to continue to see this civil war, literally, continuing for another 4 years?
It depends. It depends on policy, and it depends on how Biden chooses to govern. By all appearances, Biden was obviously so moderate a Democrat that a part of the Democratic coalition had to be coaxed into supporting him, that were the Bernie supporters who weren't so sort of, you know, big on supporting Hillary Clinton as a moderate or so-called moderate in 2016. But, you know, Biden's, by, you know, his statements, by the sort of moves he's been making so far, doesn't want to pursue Trump through criminal charges. His Justice Department probably leave that to New York State if they choose to do it. So, you know, there's a chance to heal. There's always a chance to heal. And this is what I'd say about just elections in general. You know, it's not fun to lose, but just wait a few years and you get another bite at the apple. And that's what's great about democracy, is that you keep getting these bites at the apple, and you don't want to poison the well so that everybody thinks that there's no validity to an election, because all sorts of Republicans got elected along with Joe Biden. The Senate looks like it's probably be held. Maybe the Democrats get lucky in Georgia. The House was a surprise. The biggest surprise of the night was the House. The House generic vote for the Democrats was still bigger than the Republicans, but the gerrymandered districts and the overwinning in 2018 and the great night the Democrats enjoyed in the House in 2018 sort of came back and bit them. And you see the country's even leaning Democratic right now, but it doesn't mean the Republicans are shut out. You know, Biden could be a one-term president. We might have a string of one-term presidents. Maybe it's that contested a country at this point. So, you know, everyone needs to calm down a bit, just get over it, move on. You know, they're already planning in political circles the next election, if that gives you any comfort.
It only gives me comfort from an income perspective. Dave, do you think that we're going to see some help for the public coming out of this election? Do you think that Biden and McConnell will be able to strike a deal that will be somewhere between $500 billion and $2 trillion to be able to get some relief to Americans who continue to suffer, and especially here in the great state of Nevada?
I'm optimistic on that. Certainly at the individual level, but also you can think of state and local governments. Our state government's broke. We already took the first round of cuts there. But you know, this is all of a sudden you're going to probably see the Republicans switch to the fiscal discipline card after running up the deficit for the last 4 years with the tax cuts and the COVID spending. But there's going to have to be something done. There's going to just be, you're going to have bipartisan governors after this on this. You're going to have members of Congress wanting to do something here. The question is sort of how big the scale of it is. You know, one of the things the Republicans have been pushing back is, in fact, aid to states and localities. So the question, and that was something the Democrats have supported. So, you know, it's always the devil's going to be in the details. You will get something. The question is just how big it is in scope, and who are the targeted beneficiaries besides, for example, extending unemployment benefits and those kinds of things.
You know, one of the things that's been really surprising to me and a learning experience was in talking to economists and listening to economists, including Jay Powell, the head of the Fed, who says that at a time when interest rates are at zero, that we can spend pretty much whatever we need to spend to get the country out of the trouble it's in. The current administration and Mitch McConnell in the Senate are pushing back against this and saying we want fiscal discipline. And the Fed is saying, no. The country needs help more than it needs fiscal discipline, because at 0% interest rates, you're never going to pay the debt. You're only going to pay the interest on the debt. If the debt is zero, why not put in enough money to make the country work?
And you make a great point there, Sam. And I think the smart states are going to do that. Right, the smart states are going to look at and see how low bond, you know, how much money they can get on their bonds. The states that are well capacitized for that, and you would expect to see them doing those types of investments, bigger infrastructure projects, because the money's so cheap. I hope Nevada gets its act together, at least at the local level, on some of this stuff, and starts pushing some of these projects that they've been talking about on some of the infrastructure. Particularly here in Southern Nevada, we'd like to see the city and the county get a little more aggressive in using their bonding capacity with those rates so low.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll get back to the book after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project. adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great show going here with David DeMore and Robert Lang. We're talking about their book, Blue Metros, Red States, or at least we will be in here in just a moment. One last quick question about the election. Rob, was Arizona. You guys feel you called that one correctly?
Yeah, I mean, we had predicted a series of Sunbelt states that are sort of, you know, likely switchers. And the two that we thought would move the most, if you read the book, and Dave and I wrote the chapter on the Mountain West, and I did the chapter on the southeastern states, which is North Carolina and Georgia, we put probably the biggest stake in the idea that Georgia and Arizona were ready to be blue states or to be purple states, and that they were really pick-up opportunities for the Democrats, which protects the Democrats from losing a Wisconsin, from seeing, you know, the future is the blue wall fades. And, you know, at this point, you're looking at states like Colorado and Virginia are 10 plus wins for the Democrats. They're actually blue states. And by contrast, the about the equal number of electoral votes comes out of Ohio and Iowa. And those two states now look like they're, you know, no longer bellwethers as they once were. And they're red states. And the new states that are in the middle that are contested were once red states. And one of the bigger red states is actually 16 electoral votes and going up is Georgia. And, you know, that and Arizona were the two tightest states. And that's very much in alignment with what we argued in the book.
All right. So let's talk about the book specifically. Dave, going to you, because Rob was on the program talking about the book before, and he caused quite a firestorm after the program because he was talking about how Northern Nevada in particular has benefited from the largesse of the legislature. He wouldn't name names of who is responsible for driving these dollars, but he intimated that you might. So is there a name that you're going to mention that is responsible, in your guys' opinion, of shifting dollars to the north?
Well, obviously, it's easy to pick on Bill Raggio as the godfather of that. But one of the things that we focus on in the book is the state rules, that is the state institutions and how much they matter, right? So we look at Nevada, you have a legislature very far away from Las Vegas, part-time, very little home rule to localities to govern themselves there. And so that's one of the parts of the book I like the best, is when we look at different states and how their rules, that is these state institutions, redistricting processes, home rule provisions, the strength of the legislature versus the governor and those kinds of dynamics actually play out. Now, Nevada is very, very weak on all those variables. You know, you have a weak legislature, a part-time legislature, a term limited legislature. It's very far from the population center. You don't have any home rule. That's a very different story when we looked at, for example, Arizona and Colorado. Denver and Phoenix are able to be much more able to fulfill their sort of agendas, if you will. As it turns out, both of the state capitals are in Phoenix and Denver. They also have redistricting commissions, right? So those little things matter, right? Nevada is a very unreformed state. And so sort of the processes that were created in the 1800s still largely come into play. And you think about what Las Vegas looked like in the 1800s, well, it didn't exist.
Okay. So Dave, let me jump in here. So, you know, you mentioned Senator Raggio and you said, you know, that he was the godfather of this, but of course he has long since passed, sadly. And others like Randolph Townsend are gone too. The majority of the legislators and the power of the legislature is in Southern Nevada. It's not in Northern Nevada. And so, you know, why does Southern Nevada continue to not exert more strength in economic issues?
Yeah, that's exactly the point I was trying to make. It's the structure, right? Those guys created those structures, right? The budget rules, all that kind of stuff there. And, you know, one of the things is you have, when I talk to legislators about these very issues, they don't think about changing the rules, right? They assume the rules are kind of set, right? And so it's really hard to change the rules. And it's a really big uphill battle to get, for example, a more assertive legislature, one that would meet more frequently and those kind of things there. But to your broader point, yeah, we do have a majority there, a supermajority, and after redistricting, we'll pick up more there. But remember, we send up a divided legislature. They're not all Democrats, right? We send up they're split by partisanship. They're also split by locality, right? Folks representing Boulder City have a very different view than folks representing the core of Las Vegas. So there's, you know, this is something, again, we find across the country in big metros. They have much more divided politics internal to the metro, which makes it much more difficult for them to come up to their state capitals with a unified agenda. So I think that's something to think about, too.
Okay, yeah, that's a great point. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with David DeMore. He's the Associate Professor of Political Science at UNLV, and Robert Lang, Director of the Lindsay Institute and Director of Brookings Mountains West. So, Rob, when you were on the program, you were complaining about deals like Tesla being in northern Nevada rather than being in southern Nevada. But as David points out, you don't have the coordination, and this has been going on forever, with the power having moved to Southern Nevada. The infighting between the various groups is what's causing the problem, not that Northern Nevada is getting a better deal. And in addition to that, I will point out that Lance Gilman, who helped get the deal for Tesla to come to Northern Nevada, said that Tesla rejected going to Apex, and they were the ones that invited Tesla to take a look at TRI. And it's a competitive thing. It's not, you know.
It wasn't just that, Sam. Let's go a little deeper. So when that happened, we also had to give up our tax credits for film tax credits right at that moment in order to make the Tesla deal work. Those tax credits were put into the state economic development plan that everyone signed off on in 2011 as a competitive advantage because Las Vegas had high competency in live performance, and live performance translates into film performance. And instead, Georgia took over this decade and became a dominant state. Atlanta became the new Hollywood and gained an advantage in that. And we took one or two films and then we cut the credit off. And right away, companies like Warner Brothers and so on suggested that they just didn't trust Nevada after that. So whether, you know, the mechanics individually of that deal on Tesla are separate from why did we need to give up Switch Communications, where Switch was part of Las Vegas's well-identified competitive advantage in data hostings in co-located facilities because it's free of earthquakes. It had all the attributes that drew originally Enron there, which built the capacity to do it, promptly went out of business. sold its capacity for pennies on a dollar, made it one of the most connected places in the United States. And when investors came back to Switch Communications and said, we're a little concerned that you're overloading in one facility, maybe you can move to Boulder, maybe you can move to North Las Vegas, we have a governor step in at that point and says, I'll tell you what, you have to move that company in large measure from Las Vegas to Reno, and we'll give you a tax incentive to move within the state when the majority of the taxations that would be used to leverage such a deal are generated out of Southern Nevada. 23% of the tax incentive money was spent in Southern Nevada. It has 75% of the population. 66% was spent in a county with 4,200 people. That isn't just one deal. That's a structural disadvantage, longstanding. You can have anybody on this show you want to, and I'll have them, and I'll bring Ryan Juden on as well, who's getting his doctorate in this and comparing it with the equity they do in Virginia and other states. And we'll take that issue on straight on. That is okay. One of the worst examples of the blue lining that we describe in this book.
Okay, so the book is Blue Metro's Red States. It's an excellent book. We barely got to touch on the book, but that means we can invite you both back. And Rob, I will set up an interview with you and Ryan and Lance Gilman, and you guys can metaphorically duke it out right here. We appreciate you both. It was a terrific show. Thank you both for being here. And please get the book, Blue Metro's Red States. Thank you, guys. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.